733 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. In 1832, while patrolling off the coast of Africa for slavers, a British vessel captured the Spanish schooner Panda. Several crew members of the Panda were identified as the perpetrators who had robbed the brig Mexican of Salem on September 20, 1832, during its voyage from Salem to Rio de Janeiro. Some of the crew were apprehended and taken to England, while others escaped to shore, where they were protected by the natives. On August 26th, the British gun brig Savage arrived in the harbor of Salem, carrying the following prisoners: Pedro Gibert, Master Mariner, Bernardo de Soto, Francisco Ruiz, Nicola Costa, Antonio Ferrer, Manuel Boyga, Domingo de Guzman, Juan Antonio Portana, Manuel Castillo, Angel Garcia, Jose Velasquez, and Juan Montenegro, also known as Jose Basilio de Castro. Juan Delgado, another crew member, committed suicide in the Salem jail. The commander of the Savage, Lieutenant Loney, presented the prisoners to the authorities. An indictment was filed against them, charging them with committing an act of piracy on board the brig Mexican of Salem. The trial included a full statement of the testimony, arguments from both sides, the charge of the court pronounced by the Honorable Judge Story, and the verdict of the jury. An appendix contained several documents that had never been published before. This account was recorded by a congressional stenographer and published in Boston by Russell Odiorn and Metcalf, in Providence by Marshall Brown and Company, and in Portland by Coleman and Chisholm, and in Salem by John M. Ives in 1834. A detailed and accurate account of the trial, titled Trial of the 12 Spanish Pirates of the Schooner Panda, a Guinea slaver for robbery and piracy committed on board the brig Mexican, 20th Sept, 1832, was published in Boston by Lemuel Gulliver, 82 State Street, in 1834. The title page featured an engraving of the Black King at Cape Lopez, who protected the crew of the Panda, and a pirate's long knife. Other illustrations included scenes such as the Panda navigating through the Bahama Channel, the mate begging for his life, Antonio Ferrer, the tattooed cook, the Panda anchored on the River Nazareth, and the pirates burying money on the beach at Cape Lopez. Additional illustrations depicted the pirates concealed in the woods behind Cape Lopez, one of the boxes of dollars, the explosion of the Panda, a type of knife used by slavers, inhabitants of the island of Fernando Po, Bernardo de Soto, Don Pedro Gibert, Ruiz leaving the Panda after applying the slow match, natives carrying two of the pirates up the River Nazareth, the pirates carrying rum ashore to purchase slaves, Antonio on the top gallant mast, the carpenter applying the match to the bag of powder in the magazine, and a blunt chart of the coast of Africa showing the haunts of the pirates. The account, Half a Century with Judges and Lawyers by Joseph A. Willard, was published by Houghton Mifflin and Company, the Riverside Press, Cambridge, in 1896, C1 AM, St. Cher 44.